Perceptions, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Perceptions, first. Mendicants, these five perceptions, when developed and cultivated, are very fruitful and beneficial. They culminate in the deathless and end with the deathless. What five? The perceptions of ugliness, death, drawbacks, repulsiveness of food, and dissatisfaction with the whole world. These five perceptions, when developed and cultivated, are very fruitful and beneficial. They culminate in the deathless and end with the deathless. Perceptions, second. Mendicants, these five perceptions, when developed and cultivated, are very fruitful and beneficial. They culminate in the deathless and end with the deathless. What five? The perceptions of impermanence, not-self, death, repulsiveness of food, and dissatisfaction with the whole world. These five perceptions, when developed and cultivated, are very fruitful and beneficial. They culminate in the deathless and end with the deathless. Growth, first. Mendicants, a male noble disciple who grows in five ways grows nobly, taking on what is essential and excellent in this life. What five? He grows in faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom. A male noble disciple who grows in these five ways grows nobly, taking on what is essential and excellent in this life. He who grows in faith and ethics, wisdom and both generosity and learning, a good man such as he sees clearly, and takes on what is essential for himself in this life. Growth, second. Mendicants, a female noble disciple who grows in five ways, grows nobly, taking on what is essential and excellent in this life. What five? She grows in faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and wisdom. A female noble disciple who grows in these five ways grows nobly, taking on what is essential and excellent in this life. She who grows in faith and ethics, wisdom, and both generosity and learning. A virtuous laywoman such as she takes on what is essential for herself in this life. Discussion. Mendicants. A mendicant with five qualities is fit to hold a discussion with their spiritual companions. What five? A mendicant is personally accomplished in ethics and answers questions that come up when discussing accomplishment in ethics. They're personally accomplished in immersion, and they answer questions that come up when discussing accomplishment in immersion. They're personally accomplished in wisdom, and they answer questions that come up when discussing accomplishment in wisdom. They're personally accomplished in freedom, and they answer questions that come up when discussing accomplishment in freedom. They're personally accomplished in the knowledge and vision of freedom, and they answer questions that come up when discussing accomplishment in the knowledge and vision of freedom. A mendicant with these five qualities is fit to hold a discussion with their spiritual companions. Sharing life. Mendicants, a mendicant with five qualities is fit to share their life with their spiritual companions. What five? A mendicant is personally accomplished in ethics and answers questions posed when discussing accomplishment in ethics. They're personally accomplished in immersion, and they answer questions posed when discussing accomplishment in immersion. They're personally accomplished in wisdom, and they answer questions posed when discussing accomplishment in wisdom. They're personally accomplished in freedom, and they answer questions posed when discussing accomplishment in freedom. They're personally accomplished in the knowledge and vision of freedom, and they answer questions posed when discussing accomplishment in the knowledge and vision of freedom. A mendicant with these five qualities is fit to share their life with their spiritual companions. Bases of psychic power, first. Mendicants, any monk or nun who develops and cultivates five qualities can expect one of two results: enlightenment in the present life, or, if there's something left over, non-return. What five? A mendicant develops the basis of psychic power that has immersion due to enthusiasm and active effort. A mendicant develops the basis of psychic power that has immersion due to energy and active effort. A mendicant develops the basis of psychic power that has immersion due to mental development and active effort. A mendicant develops the basis of psychic power that has immersion due to inquiry and active effort. And the fifth is sheer vigour. Any monk or nun who develops and cultivates these five qualities can expect one of two results: enlightenment in the present life, or if there's something left over, non-return. Bases of psychic power, second. Mendicants, before my awakening, when I was still not awake but intent on awakening, I developed and cultivated five things. What five? The basis of psychic power that has immersion due to enthusiasm and active effort. The basis of psychic power that has immersion due to energy and active effort. The basis of psychic power that has immersion due to mental development and active effort. The basis of psychic power that has immersion due to inquiry and active effort. And the fifth is sheer vigour. When I had developed and cultivated these five things with vigour as fifth, I became capable of realizing anything that can be realized by insight, to which I extended the mind, in each and every case. If I wished, may I multiply myself and become one again, controlling the body as far as the Brahma realm, I was capable of realizing it in each and every case. If I wished, may I realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live having realized it with my own insight due to the ending of defilements, I was capable of realizing it in each and every case. Disillusionment. Mendicants, these five things, when developed and cultivated, lead solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What five? A mendicant meditates, observing the ugliness of the body, perceives the repulsiveness of food, perceives dissatisfaction with the whole world, observes the impermanence of all conditions, and has well established the perception of their own death. These five things, when developed and cultivated, lead solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. The ending of defilements. Mendicants, these five things, when developed and cultivated, lead to the ending of defilements. What five? A mendicant meditates, observing the ugliness of the body, perceives the repulsiveness of food, perceives dissatisfaction with the whole world, observes the impermanence of all conditions, and has well established the perception of their own death. These five things, when developed and cultivated, lead to the ending of defilements.